Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. What a privilege. It's Friday, June 13th. No, it's not an unlucky day. It's a blessed day. God made it. Praise God. Thank you for joining us. Well, we're experiencing the early rain, so to speak. We are being blessed with the rain, and there are places around the country where they would love to see what we're experiencing right now, places such as California and Arizona. They are in extended drought periods, so we welcome and thank God for the rain. Our reservoirs are being filled up for all of the water sports and the things that we enjoy normally every day, like wonderful showers. So we thank God. Welcome to you once again. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless you richly on this day. Have you ever had the feeling of dejection or rejection? Or you just feel down, you feel worthless because of some circumstance, some situation where you may have felt rejected. Well, God wants us to remember his word concerning each of us individually, even on this Friday, as we head towards the weekend, and it's the Father's Day weekend, if you will. What a wonderful concept of Father. And fathers get to borrow God's very own positional name of headship and caring and giving. And so men are allowed to carry the name of Father, and it's emblematic of the Father in heaven, the real Father, the original Father. Let's take a look at Psalm 139, verse 13 through 16, for some inspiration. And this passage catches my attention in a very special way. It's something that we want to meditate upon because it's pregnant with much truth. That truth that would carry us through, I would say, most circumstances when we think of what God has done and how purposeful he is and how unique you are, how unique I am. You can say this to yourself, I am unique. And unique means that there is none other like you. There is no duplicate, even if you are a twin. You are just so awesomely and wonderfully made that when you were made, if you will, God threw away the mold. There's never been anyone like you in the history of existence and reality. Think about that. Never, ever was there anyone like you. Listen to this. There isn't anyone like you anywhere. And maybe this truth will please your heart. There will never be anyone ever like you. If we could let that sink in, that would just bring such awe. That would bring such awe to your heart that any feelings of rejection or being dejected will dissipate instantaneously. So here's what the Word of God says about what I just said. It says, for you did form my inward parts. Of course, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb. You're reading from verse 13, 139, the 139th Psalm. We're going to 16. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearfully, rather you are fearful and wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors. In the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery, your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. Hallelujah. Truths too wonderful to have slip by. We must meditate upon it. This is one of those places God is speaking specifically about you. In the large scheme of things, he's down to your substance and the days of your life, how they were to take shape and how they are taking shape, the secrets of your frame that may be hidden from you but not from him. Boy, I can stay there for a minute, really. It's wonderful, wonderful. So we can say like David, soul, why art thou cast down? You can talk to yourself, to your being, because God knit you together in your mother's womb. So feelings of dejection and rejection, there's no place for it. It comes, but we cannot allow it to stay. We should praise the Lord. That's a word for someone today. That is a word for someone. And whoever that person is, I ask your permission to allow me to share it with you, because I'm taking it for me too. It's too wonderful not to contemplate. Well, today is on my heart list, I have a few things that I would like you to join me in praying about. I trust that you have something on your heart list that you would like to share with us. Certainly you have our permission to do that, and we would be honored to be able to join you in interceding for whatever that item may be. However, today on our heart list, I would like us to pray for our nation. And when I say our nation, I'm speaking of these United States, as well as wherever you might be on the earth, you can pray for your nation too, because every nation is in uproar. Every nation. There's none that is not being touched by the adversary as the grace of God comes like rain to the earth. So we'll pray for our nation. Then we want to pray for your prosperity and financial release. That's on my heart. That is needed, particularly in a season where economies are being shaken across the earth. And then I have a friend who came to my office on yesterday, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, a very long time, and was trying to get me, and found a challenge to do that. So he had someone bring him to my office on yesterday, and he has since seen him last. His health has deteriorated. He has lost his sight and so on and so forth. And his name is Wandy Tunis, and I would like to lift him up. I'd like to ask you to join me in lifting him up before the Lord today for his health and his personal circumstances and all of the challenges relating to that. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day that you've presented to us as a gift. It's a gift that we consider good, no matter what our thoughts are, what our feelings are. The fact that we have awakened on this day, it's a gift from you. And Father, we search your heart and our hearts so that we are in alignment with your purpose for this Friday, June 13th in the year 2014. You saw it, caused it, purposed it, and you've given us the task of living in it for your honor and for your glory. I pray that all the words of our mouth and the thoughts of our hearts would be pleasing to you. Help us today, even in our infirmities, in our weaknesses, in our failings. We ask you to pour out the blessing of forgiveness upon us. Rain down your mercy, which comes to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and his satisfactory and complete work done on our behalf on the cross, right at the top of the hill for all to see. He was crucified. He was beaten along the way. He surrendered his spirit into your keeping. He was laid to rest in the tomb. But you energized with your mighty power. You shook the earth, and the stone rolled away from the tomb. And he was resurrected, never to die again, but to sit at your right hand, interceding for us, praying and watching over us, and all the opportunities that comes from your hand, all the love and the mercy and the grace. So we thank you for forgiveness. We ask you to forgive us. Mend us back together where we're shattered. Healing comes from your hand. And we thank you today for that. So cleanse us. Please, Father, with your presence, there's the blood of Jesus Christ on the altar. Apply that to the horns of our beings, so that we are made clean. Clean enough to stand before you, to petition on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others, on behalf of your great purposes and the fulfillment of your promises in the earth on this day. We thank you, Lord, that we are not limited to the circumstances described by the 24-hour news cycle, but we are within the plan and the purposes, the great plan, great purposes that you've outlined in your word. And Father, help us as we keep those things before us, before our very eyes, so that we will always be able not only to see, but to see through, to have the right perspective, to have truth enlarged in our hearts all day long. Have your way today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. It was a wonderful night of rest. Now, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, my thoughts about it would be a good time to give it, as our time is moving forward fast on this day that has been assigned to us and we have been assigned to. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Just share your prayer request. Good morning. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity one more day to come and honor him and praise him and join with those who are so dutifully doing the same. I have a prayer request this morning.
Yes.
And it's for two families, for their marriage, and also I have invited them to service on Sunday morning. It's the Denver family.
Denver? That is the name, Denver?
Yes, the father name is Dominic. And the Mengen family, the father name is Donnell. I have invited them to church on Sunday to come and join us on Father's Day. And I am just praying and asking God to open the way. And I'm praying and asking that any plan that the enemy have to prevent them from coming out to service on Sunday, that it would be cast down right now. And that they would come with a receptive heart to hear the word. And that they would be blessed. That's the Denver family and the Mengen family.
The Mengen. Mengen?
Mengen.
Would you spell that for me, please?
M-A-N-G-A-N. Mm-hmm. And the other family is D-E-V-E-R. Devil's
family. Okay. 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 The head of the Mengen family, his name is?
Donnell. That's DJ's father.
Okay.
D-A-R-N-E-L-L.
Good. Okay. And these are men, these are fathers, and
yes,
certainly we want to lift them up before the Lord.
Yes,
we do want that.
For the Sunday school class, the Kid Connection of North Gospel Tabernacle, I would like to lift up all the children.
Okay.
In prayer that we have a program coming off on Sunday, and I pray that God will use these children to touch the heart of their parents and touch the heart of everyone who would be there on Sunday.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Father, we come before you. We put our hearts together because of the confidence that you've given to us concerning your own fatherhood, and that you don't make promises that you cannot and will not fulfill, that you don't run away from us, you don't abandon us, you don't reject us. You're always there. And we thank you today that we have that confidence. You've given us hearts that can receive the truth about you. We thank you. And we get a better image even as we meditate upon who you are to us and who you've declared yourself to be. We get a better image of what's possible for fathers in the earth. Those who have been given the privilege and assignment of being a father. We pray for the Denver family. We lift them up. We circumscribe around them a hedge of protection. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every principality, every power that would conspire against true family, which is made of relationships, healthy, God-fearing relationships, beginning with the head of the family. We bring onto the scene as well the Mengen family. We pray for Darnell. We pray for Dominique. Father, even as they would stand as men, we pray for your strength to penetrate their being, your truth, and your light. We place around them this hedge over which the enemy cannot tread. That serpent, that demonic principality that hates the family, that strategizes and plots against families, who comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. We rebuke that spirit, those principalities, those powers, and we command them and says, you have no right, you have no authority, you're operating illegally in the earth. So we bless these two families right now in the name of Jesus. We bless them. We send your word of deliverance, restoration, protection in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We bless them right now. So strengthen them. Give Dominique and Darnell the courage to step out on this Sunday, leading their family to the place of worship where they join others in looking heavenward, because that's where all of our help comes. We pray for the children today in the assembly that will minister, move by your spirit upon them and use them, because such is the kingdom of heaven. Touch them. Touch all that are gathered in the assembly on this Sunday to worship and to praise you. And we pray that everyone that looks heavenward will truly catch a glimpse of who you are as Father to us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Believe.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
According to your faith, so be it unto you.
I would like
us to pray for our nation right now. The blindness and darkness has descended on the nations. Psalm 2, verse 1, it says, why do the nations rage and imagine a vain thing? And the vain thing is that the nations have set aside the truth. And the truth is that they have rejected the Anointed One, who is Christ Jesus, who has been set over the holy hill of Zion, God's holy hill, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Christ Jesus, has been set over all of that. But the nations refuse to submit. So let us begin by praying for your nation, whichever nation you're in, that you're part of. We want to pray for that. So we're going to personalize this prayer. That's what we're going to do. We're going to personalize it. We're going to pray in the first person singular. And we are going to sound the truth, the word of God. We're going to pray just as it is in the word of God. We're going to pray his promises, his word, because it's his word that will stand for all eternity, not one jot or tittle. In other words, not even a punctuation will perish. It will last for all eternity, because after all, it's the word of God. And his word is forever, just like he is. Let us pray. I pray for the leaders of my nation to come to the light, according to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 3. I make supplication, I make prayers, I make intercession, and I give thanks for all the people of my nation and for the leaders of my nation, that I might live a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2. Father, let our leaders be just. Let them rule by the fear of the Lord, according to 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 3. Let all of our leaders fall down before the Lord, and let my nation serve you. Psalm 72 and verse 11. Cause the poor and the needy of my nation to be delivered on this day. Psalm 72 verse 12 and 13. Let the Lord's dominion be established in my nation, and let all of his enemies lick the dust. Psalm 72 verse 8 and 9. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear you. Proverbs 21 and 1. Let the Lord rule over our nation, and let my nation be glad and rejoice, according to Psalm 97 and verse 1 through 3. Let the people of my nation tremble at the presence of the Lord, Psalm 99 and 1. Let my nation make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness, Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2. Let our leaders praise you, and let them hear the words of your mouth, according to Psalm 138 and 4. Let the wicked be rooted out of your land, Proverbs 2, 22. Then the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb. Psalm verse 2, chapter 37. Let all the wicked of my nation turn to the Lord and worship him. Psalm 22 in verse 27. My nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they that dwell therein. Psalm 24:1. Let all the idolaters in my nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. Psalm 97:7. Let my nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Psalm 117. Save my nation, O Lord, and send prosperity. Psalm 118 and verse 25. I pray that my nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 14. I pray my nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24. I pray that my nation will be converted and bring its wealth to the king. Isaiah 60 and 5. I pray my nation will be healed by the leaves from the tree of life. Revelation chapter 22 and 2. I pray my nation will show forth the praises of God. Isaiah 60 and 6. I pray my nation will see the glory of God. Isaiah 35 and 2. Let those who are deaf hear the words of the book, and let the blind see out of obscurity. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 18. I pray that Christ will rule over my nation in righteousness and judgment. Isaiah 32 and 1. I pray my nation will come to Zion to be taught and learn war no more. Isaiah 2 verses 1 through 4. I pray my nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. Isaiah 11 and 1. May God add his richest blessing to his word, even as we prayed it back to him. We thank God for this day where we can do just that. We can pray God's word back to him. So we just prayed for our nation, and we trust that wherever you are and you're hearing our voice, that you prayed for your nation. And we know that God is not encumbered or hindered by the miles, the distance. He is everywhere, all at the same time, because he is omniscient. Isn't God wonderful? Praise his name. Praise his name. Going back to what our theme is today, overcoming feelings of dejection and rejection, we want you to know that your Heavenly Father saw you and approved of you even while you were in your mother's womb. That's what the psalmist David wrote in Psalm 139. And even Jesus himself was rejected. He came to his own, and his own received him not. He came with good news. He was despised and rejected by men. He was a man of sorrows who understood and does understand your feelings. He bore your sorrow and he carried your grief. The punishment that brings you peace was upon him, and by his wounds you are healed. All of that is in the chapter of, or rather in the book of Isaiah in chapter 53. So before the foundation of the earth, you were received and accepted by the Lord. And there's no higher acceptance than that. And so, our father, you may have had an earthly father that may not have been what you thought a father should be. He may have rejected you. You may not have had him in your life. All of those things do happen. But the father that we are speaking about is a shelter for the oppressed and a refuge in the time of trouble. Yes, in the time of trouble. So there are promises in the Word. There are things that God has placed there that is important for us to always remember that He knows us by the smallest detail down to our very self. So in trouble, He will keep you. He'll keep you safe in the secret place of your tent. He hides you, and He sets you high upon a rock. Your head is lifted up above your enemies around about. And He gives gifts to you with a loud voice of joy. He calls you to sing. He will cause you to sing praises. He will listen to your cry. His loving kindness comes to you even as He answers you. So this is a word as well as a prayer designed to cause you to overcome any feelings of rejection. Those feelings come, and they may be associated and attached to subconscious thoughts that have been playing in the background of our consciousness for years. But please know today that you are accepted in the Lord. So let joy come in. Amen. Praise His name. Praise His name. Yes. Praise His name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. Even. Yes. I want to ask you to join me to pray for my friend Wandy Tunis, who has lost his sight and his health is not good. And he loves the Lord.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
We're going to ask the Lord to strengthen him, not only physically, but in his inner man. He's reaching out for the Lord in a great way. And so we want to lift him up before the Lord. Please join me. Father, we lift up Wandy Tunis before you. You know his situation in every detail. We pray today, Lord, that all of the obstacles, all of the hindrances to health, to healing, to prosperity would be removed. We speak to the spirits that have caused him to be in bad health, that have restricted his mind and his sight in the name of Jesus. We ask the enemy to leave from around him and to vacate the atmosphere around him. We close the gates to the principalities and the powers. We open the gates to the King of Glory for you to come in.
Yes, Lord.
You to come in and dwell, to sup with Wandy. Father, cause your joy to come to him.
Yes, Father.
Cause his joy to be full. Speak to his heart. Show him things,
Jesus,
even things that cannot be seen by the natural eye. But show
yes,
him.
Lord.
Reveal yourself to him.
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
In an amazing way.
Yes,
use
Lord.
Him, Lord. You have a design
yes,
for his life. Purpose for his life.
Yes.
We call it forth.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we speak to every hindering power. That every hindrance be moved in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak healing and recovery.
Oh, yes, Lord. We declare it right now.
To his body right now.
In
to his inner man as well. In the name of Jesus.
Wherever he is.
Encourage his heart.
Touch him.
Cause
yes,
hope
Lord.
To return to his heart. We rebuke the spirit of hopelessness, the spirit of doubt,
yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm the wrong one, Lord.
And we welcome
oh,
the spirit of
Jesus.
Life, life eternal.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Faith, cause faith to rise in his heart,
yes,
even
Father.
Now. Father,
oh, Lord,
do a work
Jesus.
In his life. That's miraculous and amazing. Show
yes.
yourself strong concerning him. We speak these things through Jesus Christ,
name,
who is
name,
the
Jesus.
Conquering Lion of Judah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Who has won the victory
oh,
over
hallelujah.
Every principality and
yes.
every power that seeks to
oh,
dominate.
In the name of
seeks to rule in place of Christ. Christ is the anointed one set upon the holy hill of Zion to rule and to reign upon the seed of David ever and ever, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
The answering of prayer. We thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In your name, Lord. There's
yes.
healing in your name, Lord. There's peace in
praise
your name,
his name.
Lord.
Praise
there's
his name.
Joy in your name, Lord. We thank you for your name, Lord. Your name
yes.
that breaks every chain. Your name
yes.
that deliver your name that set free.
Yes.
Oh, it's the demon tremble at that name, Jesus.
Yes.
And we
oh,
thank you for your name,
thank
Lord.
You.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that when we don't know what to say, all we have to do is say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And things
yes,
happen. There's the mention of your name and the atmosphere is changed, Lord. We thank
yes,
you
yes,
for the
yes.
power in your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory to
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise his name.
Thank
praise
you,
his name. Praise
thank
his name.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That wonderful name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We
hallelujah.
Thank you for your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's more than me. Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
The name of the
Jesus.
Lord. If you're ready to receive and to enter into a season of great, and I said great, prosperity and financial release, great favor, please join me in this prayer that we are going to go to the end of our program. Today, we thank God for this opportunity to pray as we have been. We thank God for you. And God wants to add to us so that we can be a blessing. Not just so that we can be happy, but we can be a blessing. We can fuel and we can fund his work out of the resources that he has given to us and has blessed us with. And he expects us to use our faith by opening our hands, our pocketbooks, our purses, our resources for his kingdom to access. That is why he prospers us and he gives us the financial release and sends favor ahead of us. So if you believe this, I would ask you to join me in this prayer. And again, I want to have us personalize it. This is a prayer of a personal nature.
Yes,
we are declaring our understanding and the existence of our faith to agree with God in what he has said in his word, and we want to pray his word. Let us go to it. Father, we thank you for this privilege of coming before you with your word so that we are on the same page. We are on one accord. Father, today I break all assignments of the enemy against my finances in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, and failure in the name of Jesus. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added unto me according to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. I rebuke and cast out all spirits of the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and locusts that would eat up my blessings in the name of Jesus, according to Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. Lord, teach me to profit and lead me in the way I should go, according to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 48 and verse 17. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider.
Yes, oh God.
Genesis 22 and 14. You are also El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Wealth and riches are in my house because I fear you and delight greatly in your commandments, according to Psalm 112, 1 through 3. The blessings of the Lord are upon my life and makes me rich.
Yes, Lord.
I am blessed coming in, blessed going out. I am God's servant, and he takes pleasure in my prosperity, according to Psalm 35 and verse 27. Lord Jesus, you became poor that through your poverty I might be rich, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. I meditate on the word day and night, and whatever I do prospers. Yes, according to Psalm chapter 1 and verse 3. Let peace be within my walls and prosperity within my palace. Psalm 122 and verse 7. I will prosper through the prophets and prophetic ministry. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. And Father, we know that you have great things in store for me. I believe the prophets and I prosper, according to 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. I am your servant, Lord. Prosper me, according to Nehemiah 1 and 11. The God of heaven, which is you, Father, will prosper me, according to Nehemiah 2 and 20. I will live in the prosperity of the king, according to Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 5. Through your favor, I will be a prosperous person. Genesis 39. Lord, you have called me, and you will make my way prosperous. Isaiah 48:15. I pray in secret, and you reward me openly. Matthew 6:6. I fast in secret, and you reward me openly. Matthew 6:18. You reward me because I diligently seek you. Hebrews 11:6. Lord, release the wealth of the wicked into my hands.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 13:22. Lord, bring me into a wealthy place. Psalm 66:12. I give, and it is given to me.
Thank you,
how wonderful.
Jesus.
Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together.
Running over.
And running over.
Thank
Luke 6:38. Open
you,
the floodgates of heaven over my life, and I receive more than I have enough room to receive. Malachi 3:10. Let every hole in my bag be closed in the name of Jesus. Malachi 1:6. Rebuke the devourer for my sake. Malachi 3:11. All nations will call me blessed, and I will be a delightful land. Malachi 3:12. My gates are open continually, that the forces, wealth of the nations can come into my life. Isaiah 60:11. I'm in league with the stones of the feet. Job 5:23. Let your showers of blessing come upon my life. Ezekiel 34:26. Let my vats overflow. Joel 2:24. Let my barns be filled with plenty and my presses burst out with new wine. Command your blessing upon my storehouse. In Jesus' name, pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How's your
thank
faith?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Allow it
thank
to
you,
be
Jesus.
Stretched.
Hallelujah.
Because God wants
you mean,
us
Lord?
To prosper.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to prosper.
Hallelujah.
Never mind what's happening
thank
around you
Jesus.
And to yeah. other people. God's relationship with you is personal. You're not
yes,
lost
Lord.
In the crowd. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Favor goes before
Hallelujah.
You today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you're not dejected, you're not rejected, and you're prosperous. How is that for, you know, to end the week? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, tonight, for those of us who are local and a part of our assembly, tonight is our prayer gathering at 7:30. Tonight we go from 7:30 to 8:30. We look forward to being with you. Come and be a blessing to us and also be blessed. We thank you for being with us all of this week. We thank you for sharing and partaking in the victories that God has given us this week. And he's given spectacular victory. One of the things, a quick praise report that we have prayed for is that our building projects would move with favor. And, oh, yes, we received permits from the city yesterday and from our utility. And
Hallelujah.
We take giant steps forward beginning on Tuesday of this coming week. Hopefully by this time next week, we are our own utility. Isn't that
thank
wonderful?
You,
God
Hallelujah.
Is awesome.
Lord, it's great.
I have
great
the permits in my
Jesus.
Hand.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is good. Let's leave out with, I think the prayer for our prosperity and for our riches, so to speak, that's a good benediction. So we leave it right there. We thank you, Father,
Amen.
For this season and this time of prayer
yes,
all
Lord.
This week.
Thank
I'm certainly
Jesus.
Here today. Our
yes.
joy is full.
Hallelujah.
I know mine is. Hallelujah. Praise
Thank
the
you,
name
Lord.
Of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Have a happy Father's Day weekend.
You too, Pastor. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. Walk with the King.
Thank you.